Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If your next package from Amazon comes with a small bonus, don't be surprised. The online retailer is teaming up with some advertisers to deliver free samples to certain customers based on their purchasing histories. And Amazon's not the only retailer trying to get more innovative with data mining. Walgreens is testing digital cooler doors with cameras to tailor ads to customers in the store. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll joins us to talk about this. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with how this Amazon free sample thing works.
Amazon ships billions of boxes a year, and what they're doing is they're sort of opening the packages up to advertisers with a new service for them. So in certain categories like grocery products, pet foods, beauty products, they're giving brands the opportunity to send free samples to customers who might be likely to buy those products in the future.
How do they pick which customers get what?
Well, they combine consumer browsing and purchasing history with artificial intelligence and basically try to predict who would be receptive to these products. Amazon on its website says that it surprises select customers with samples that we think will be delightful and helpful, which is a pretty low bar.
So likely then if you're ordering, let's say, something for your dog, you might get something else for your dog.
Exactly. So they'll match the products up with consumer behavior.
Now, we talked last month about Amazon's growing advertising business. It's now number three in digital ad sales behind Facebook and Google. How do these free samples fit into that larger strategy?
Well, it's offering something that Facebook and Google can't offer, which is a direct product pipeline into people's homes. So this is something that marketers will find appealing because free samples work. They've always worked. Consumers might not be as pleased. There are certainly data privacy concerns.
Right.
And also, users have to opt out of the free samples.
But you can opt out if you want to opt out.
You can. You can go to Amazon's website and opt out of the free samples. Right. You can opt out of the data collection.
Who is going to opt out of a free sample? Anyway, there's no opting out of the other story we want to talk to you about, and that's Walgreens. What are they testing here?
So they're experimenting with what are called smart coolers. And these have cameras, they have face recognition technology, they have sensors. And basically what they do is they try to figure out your approximate age, your gender. They can see what's in your cart already.
These are the coolers in the store, the refrigerators.
Right, where there's beer and soda and that kind of thing. And so what they do is they try to assess the consumer. They use that data to tailor ads that will appear on the face of the cooler doors that are targeted to you. They add in the time of day, the weather, whatever it might be. These are ads that are very much customized for the customer in the store.
Not entirely new technology, but this company that's offering it, Chicago-based Cooler Screens, has tailored it specifically for this kind of use.
Right. So these doors are consumer research and billboards at the same time, and they're right there at the point of purchase. So this is something that that has a lot of appeal. According to the Wall Street Journal, about 15 large marketers have signed up for this test that's happening in Chicago and will probably roll out soon to Seattle, New York, San Francisco.
Privacy concerns on this one, I assume?
Absolutely privacy concerns. But the company says basically the data is anonymized, that they don't transmit or save any particular identifying information about people. And Walgreens, the test in Chicago, they have a staffer there to answer questions that consumers might have, customers might have, which I'm sure there'll be many of.
John Carroll, Here and Now media analyst. We'll have a link to his blog at hereandnow.org. Thank you.
Thank you.